Chapter 4, A Big Problem. Even though I was wearing a turtle shirt and jeans instead of my turquoise kurta, I felt light as I skipped to my classroom. I couldn't wait to share my ingenious idea with my class. Sometimes when I was bored in class, I doodled on my jeans. That's what made these jeans my favorite ones. As I walked in, I overheard Katie telling Jason a joke. "Why do people swim at saltwater beaches?" "Why?" he asked. "Because a pepper water beach would make them sneeze." Katie pretended to swim and sneeze at the same time. I giggled. I loved how silly my best friend was. Miss Torres frowned at us behind her glasses. Her soft voice got quiet and serious. "You can choose to play now, but then you won't be playing at recess." I don't want my best friend to get in trouble. I never missed recess, so I quickly wiped my smile off my face and sat down. Whenever someone was going to miss recess, Miss Torres would write their name on the whiteboard under "no recess." Everybody stared at that person. I definitely did not want to be them. Katie had missed recess a couple of times by joking around and talking during silent time. I sighed with relief when Katie sat down too. She was still smiling. "Attention, wonderful writers. If you haven't chosen a country or state yet, I'll be happy to help," said Miss Torres, pointing to her world map. "Now, who would like to share their ingenious idea for International Day?" asked Miss Torres as she uncapped a fat orange marker. Many hands went up in the air. Miss Torres wrote Katie's name first. "I would like to bring crepes. My great-grandmother was French." "If you're French, you should bring in French fries," Jason joked. Miss Torres shook her head. "As a matter of fact, some say French fries originate in Belgium." "I want to bring in crepes and Nutella." "Nutella is from Italy, actually," Katie said. Everyone liked Nutella, so Miss Torres had to ask for silence. "My grandmother is Mexican," Miss Torres said, "and I'd like to bring in empanadas. They're usually savory, but sometimes they can be sweet. I'll stuff them with fruit for dessert." "My grandmother is from Mexico City, and she bakes us beef empanadas whenever we visit her. She uses the leftover dough to make sweet empanadas with apple filling and add sugar, cinnamon, and cloves. When I was little, she would sneak me an extra one when my parents weren't looking. I thought my parents didn't notice, but my mom says she did. She just didn't say anything." Miss Torres smiled as she wrote empanadas next to her name. "Miss Torres is going to love samosas," I thought as I waved my hand back and forth. "Samosas are yummy. They're stuffed with meat or vegetables." Miss Torres looked my way. "Me, me," I said with a big smile. I stood up and waved both arms. Miss Torres pushed her glasses up and raised both of her eyebrows extra high and scary. "Oops. I hoped she wouldn't write my name under no recess on the whiteboard for being too loud." I sat back down, face serious, and raised one hand quietly this time. Miss Torres chose Pranara instead. "I'm going to bring samosas," Pranara said proudly. My mouth popped open. Pranara continued. "My parents are Indian, and it's food we eat at home. They are stuffed pastries. My mom fills them with vegetables. They look like this." She made a little triangle with her hands and then rubbed her tummy. Everyone laughed. Everyone except me. "Sounds delicious," said Miss Torres, as she wrote samosas next to Perna's name. "I, Anissa Zachariah, am a creative person. I have ingenious ideas, and creative people don't copy each other." So I quickly put my hand down. I looked at my desk and rubbed my eyebrows. "Anissa, what about you?" asked Miss Torres. I opened my mouth, but no words came out. "I know, I want to do Pakistan, but I'm still deciding what to bring," I answered. "Are you sure?" asked Miss Torres. I wasn't sure, but I nodded anyway. I couldn't reach my doodling notebook, so I drew tiny flowers on my jeans instead. Miss Torres moved on to Azusa. She was going to bring in origami paper to fold into cranes for an activity. Her mother was from Japan. Naima was going to bring in Palau. Her grandfather was from Kenya. Ciel's family had lived in Georgia for a long time. She was going to bring pecan pie that her grandmother bakes. Jason was going to bring in New York City style pizza, since he's from New York and was going to wear his New York hoodie. Everyone's name had a food or an activity next to it. My name looked sad and lonely on the chart. My shoulders sagged. It was not a super day in third grade.